Thank you and good morning. A Be On The Lookout alert was issued for two men wanted in connection with a shooting in Hoopa on Saturday that sent three people to out-of-area hospitals for treatment of gunshot wounds. Eureka Police reported that the suspect's vehicle had been recovered in Eureka, but the two men, 52-year-old Rodney Ortiz and his son, 25-year-old Vincent Ortiz, were still at large. That was until about 7 o'clock on Sunday night, when Rodney Ortiz was spotted and reported to police. Officers responded to West Henderson and took him into custody. The two are wanted for their suspected involvement in the shooting of three victims on Pine Creek Road. Vincent Ortiz remains at large, and he's considered armed and dangerous. Two early morning crashes on Highway 101 just south of the Samoa Boulevard exit in Arcata on Saturday resulted in the death of a 30-year-old Eureka man. That man was headed southbound when, for unknown reasons, he lost control of his vehicle at just around 6:30, and he hit the center divider. His pickup truck traveled over the divider and into the number one northbound lane. He then got out of his vehicle and was standing alongside when he was hit by a northbound vehicle. The driver headed northbound was 30-year-old Fortuna resident Crystal Sanders, and Sanders' vehicle struck the 30-year-old man, who was later pronounced dead at the hospital from the injuries he suffered. Both collisions remain under investigation by the California Highway Patrol. Rio Del Police arrested Darren Gallagher last week after they discovered he had illegally tapped into the city's water system after water service to his residence on Wildwood Avenue had been shut off. On March 3rd, city workers found the lock they had installed had been tampered with, and a follow-up inspection found that Gallagher had allegedly installed an unmetered pipe. Gallagher was arrested for theft of utilities. The district attorney's office is hiring, and DA Maggie Fleming announced that three new deputy DAs and a DA investigator have been hired. Trenton Tim of Scotia, Moksha Chattopadhyay of San Jose, and Whitney Barnes of Moreno Valley are the three new deputy district attorneys, and Fleming turned to a well-known face for the investigator's position by hiring former HSU police chief and Eureka Police Department veteran Lynn Soderberg. Eureka residents who wish to pick the brains and ask questions about current Eureka Police Department policies can do so at the next Coffee with the Captains meeting on Tuesday. Captains Brian Stevens and Steve Watson will be at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates from 7:30 until 9 a.m. tomorrow and will be on hand to answer questions from the public. The County Public Works Department wants residents and commuters to be aware that Tompkins Hill Road will be closed temporarily today and tomorrow. Work crews will be on site at milepost marker 3.19 to replace a culvert. Residents living south of Tompkins Hill Road will have access from Palmer Creek and those living north from Hookton Road. Be prepared for traffic detours as the work is completed. The County Department of Environmental Health will host a public event this evening in the Neighborhood Center on D Street in Arcata from 6:30 until 8 p.m. County officials are seeking public input into the county's wastewater treatment program and any necessary revisions to the county's sewage disposal regulations and treatment processes. For information, contact the County Department of Environmental Health. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. No smoking ordinance have been pretty popular for the past 20 years or so, and cities and towns have increasingly banned public smoking, even in well-ventilated outside areas like the Arcata Plaza. But now there is one unanticipated effect of the Arcata smoking ban, which began on the plaza and which has steadily grown, as City Manager Karen Diemer explains.
The city for a long time has had a prohibited smoking area around the plaza, and then over the course of the last couple of years, the boundaries of that prohibited smoking area has pushed out from the plaza, you know, in sort of incremental blocks.
One side effect of the no smoking areas is that smokers now congregate on the edges, and that's caused problems as well.
The challenge for the council right now is that the residents and businesses right on the edge of that boundary are coming to the council and having, you know, what they are certainly describing as very severe impacts of the crowds that now gather in the area that it becomes legal to smoke again.
Diemer said that city staff have been looking at ways to amend the ordinance.
One is to try to identify some designated smoking areas. The other was, is there potential for, you know, kind of a time of use smoking area? So if the areas around the bars really in the evenings, could it be something that from, you know, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. that would be allowed in certain areas where it wouldn't be allowed in those areas during the regular commerce times?
Any new regulations will have to be approved by the City Council before being adopted. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.